Hello, Liam Horan here from Slea Nuaigh Careers. We're a leading career training agency with offices around the country, and we do lots of work with lots of sectors, people going for new jobs, CVs, application forms, mock interviews, interview training, the whole range of career services. I'm no psychologist, and though I have an interest in that area, I don't profess to speak with the authority of a psychologist. What I do have, though, is extensive experience of working with people in the throes of career change, be that going for promotion in their own company, going for a job in a new organisation, or changing careers dramatically. And in the instance of people changing careers dramatically, I find people can be quite negative about themselves. They can see a lot of the problems, see a lot of the obstacles that might be put in their way. And this can govern their thinking too much, I think. And what I always say to people, and what people who work with us as well in career coaching, etc., we have a variety of people with different qualifications, always say is to, it starts with identifying your skills, starts with knowing what you have and working hard on that, writing those down, getting friends to write them down, getting opinions on them, figuring out what you have, and then and only then looking to where that might transfer. I find that people sometimes, in their frustration to change, to make a dramatic change I'm talking about now, go looking at the menu of possible other careers for themselves, and it's daunting, it's overwhelming. There are too many in the list, number one, and number two, they struggle to see where exactly they might be able to project into those careers, and often get fixated with doing major training or education when maybe that's not needed. So they're starting from the wrong place. They're starting from the end result in terms of, I could do one of these 300 jobs. And it's just too broad, and it's frequently overwhelming. And I find that people, if they go at it that way, often go back under the stone again and return to the job that they're not happy in because they have been overrun by what they looked at. So take time. Take a lot of time, write down your skills, get other people to do it, and then, you know, over a period of time, see where those skills might be used. So somebody who's a communicator, you know, let's just say they were a journalist, they can end up being a marketing person, they can be an event manager. There are loads of places, an ever-increasing number of places, where somebody who's a communicator can find an outlet. But if they see themselves solely as a journalist, and they look at a media landscape that's getting more and more difficult in terms of how content is paid for and how media organs, particularly print organs, can actually make money nowadays, it can create a pessimism that, oh, I'm a journalist, this world is dying. But you're a communicator, and communications has never been more popular or more relevant or pertinent. So, you know, figure out what you are, figure out your skills within the subsets underneath communications. Are you a written communicator? Are you verbal? Are you somebody who can generate visual communications, as in, are you a cartoonist who go along with your writing? Can you work well with a graphic designer? Are you possibly a graphic designer? All of these are forms of expression stroke communication. So when you look into it, starting with the skill you have and working from there, you can find things. So because of the work I do, I meet people who have changed dramatically. But there's always, there tends to be a thread there, that the thing they're doing now, in some ways, generally speaking, and this is not scientific, obviously, this is just from my experience, generally, there's a link back to their earlier career. The skills they had earlier are being used just in a different way, okay? So this is why it's all the more important to identify your skills. And when you've done that then, and you've decided, you've identified what your skills might be, start mixing in the circles where those skills may find an outlet in a professional sense. So start going to networking events about your new career. I find people sometimes talk about a new career, but continue to float around or network or exist in the milieu of their old career. And there's a disconnect there, I think, that they need to make a bold step to say, well, I want to get into something new. So where does that something new meet on a Friday night or a Tuesday morning? What magazines? What websites? Who's in that? What conferences? All that kind of thing. So move to the new thing in that way, having first of all identified your skills. Okay, thank you. We're Slinua Careers, we're Ireland's leading career training agency. Call us on 094-95-42965 or visit our website slinuacareers.com. We have offices nationwide and a full online service. Thank you.